What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Welcome to Self-Helpless, everybody. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we're so excited to be here, you guys. What are we talking about today, Kelsey?
We are talking about Hygge.
Hygge. I saw online it was maybe pronounced Hygge.
Oh.
I heard it was Hygge.
I've seen Hygge, but then I also said, I looked on another article that said it's not Hygge, H-O-O, it's H-U-E.
Hygge.
So it could be either
Hygge.
One. I don't
thought it was
know.
Hygge.
Hygge.
Yeah, that's what I thought. For today's hug episode, we're going to be discussing how to pronounce the word Hygge.
Just an hour.
It could be either one. We don't know.
But we don't really know.
We're not Danish.
We'll do some quick segments up top.
Yeah.
Delaney, do you have a quotable?
I found one just now from the Buddha. You know that guy, right? Good guy.
good guy, though.
Good pal of yours.
I actually have an app called Anti-Stress. If you look it up. I sound so lame. Just look it up. It's called the Anti-Stress app, and it just tells you quote after quote after
that.
Quote, and I just read as many as I need until I feel better sometimes.
That's it's great. I love it.
So this is one that I just pulled up. It says, to understand everything is to forgive everything.
Ooh, completely disagree. I understand a lot of things, and I do not forgive.
I knew you would like this.
Yeah,
one.
That's some bullshit, you know, Buddha.
I think, you know, I'm kind of, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. I'm on the edge of that.
Yeah, you are on the edge? Okay,
like,
good.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. The nice thing about this app, you press an arrow, it goes to the next one. How about this? Worry is a thin stream of fear trickling through the mind. If encouraged, it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained.
I agree with that.
Arthur Summers Rocher.
I agree with that.
I agree with that so hard it causes me anxiety.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's like the definition of catastrophizing. That's like the physical representation of it, is that it just like branches. Yeah. Until you think you're dying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's boom. Do you approve, Taylor?
I do. That
okay,
one's fine.
Good.
All right,
that's a good
one.
Quotable. End of quotable.
End of quotable. This is how we're doing segments now. We are actually verbally saying end of quotable.
That's it.
So, and scene.
Start of treat yourself. I have a treat yourself. Do you have one too?
Yeah, we'll just both do treat yourself.
Let's just do it. Let's say it at the
also
same time.
Have one.
Ooh, you have one too.
Yeah.
Delaney is living her best life now. Delaney always has a treat yourself.
Delaney's whole life is a treat yourself.
Her whole life is a treat yourself. Mine's a treat yourself / hashtag goals manifestation.
Oh,
I don't know.
Fantastic.
Whatever.
Love it all.
So I recorded my 15-minute special in very slanted letters.
With Netflix last week.
It'll probably be out in like 6 months or something. But anyway, I recorded that last week, and then I had a free day on the road, and then the next day I had to go do Illinois State University. So I shout out to Illinois State. You guys were lovely and you let me ask you so many personal questions because I'd just been running that set into the ground. So when I got there, I was exhausted, and B, I was just like, what do you guys want to talk about? How long have you been dating? That's doomed. Like, I was just really like loose. But I had a free day and I decided to stay in Atlanta and just extended my stay at that hotel, which they put us up at a nice hotel. And the next day I had to wake up to do, I woke up at 9 a.m., which is, you know, 6 a.m. in Atlanta,
LA time, yeah.
LA time, to do 10 a.m. press. And then it wasn't until noon.
Oh.
So I was furious. And then I ordered room service.
Sweet.
Yep, ordered room service. I was like, great, this is a $30 omelet and I don't care.
Yeah.
And I sat in bed and then I did the Skype interview, and then I went back to sleep for like an hour and a half. And then I walked to the botanical garden.
Ooh.
Walked around the botanical garden all by myself. It was cool. So nice. I was so into the botanical garden, you guys.
Yeah, I bet.
Like,
I
paid $20 and I was just like, what are you doing? And then I got in there and I was like, this is awesome.
Cool.
And then that night I went and got food. There was a place that did nachos, but instead of nachos, they had tater tots.
Yes, I knew it.
You know, dude, what I'm talking about? It wasn't
so good.
That good, but I did do it. And then I went to iTanya again, second viewing.
Wow.
And got myself a Coke Icy and just really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I just really went for it.
What a great day.
That is good.
Isn't that a good day?
That is a very romantic day together.
It was. I was gonna try to pick up a set, and I was like, no, Taylor.
Good.
What would Delaney tell
I'm
you to
so
do today?
I'm so proud of you. I'm glad I'm slowly getting in your head.
Yeah, you are. I was just like
warming in there.
Yeah,
oh,
my manager today told me that it was okay for me to cancel anything. She's like, you can cancel whatever you want. And I was like, what? And she was like, just any weeks if you want to stay home. She's like, you've had a lot of news in the last 2 weeks. Like, she's like, if you just need to curl up in a ball and not talk to anybody, like, do that. And I was like, what?
She's so awesome.
I know. I tweeted about it. I was like, I finally understand. My manager just told me I could cancel anything I want, and I finally understand open relationships. I'm just like, oh, I just needed permission to do it. I'm not going to, but I just wanted to know that I could.
Yeah.
So that's mine. What's yours?
She's great.
Kelsey?
I bought a vape pen.
Yeah.
Kelsey's high right
did.
Now.
I'm high right now.
I'm so jealous.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Tell
I'm
us
so
about
happy.
It,
I'm so blissful.
Well, Adrian came on two episodes ago, Adrian Earhart, and she was a weed expert, and I really needed somebody to talk to me in like a scientific way about weed, not somebody that's like, yeah man, you just fucking roll up some bud and it's who cares what's in it, just fucking hit it and be happy, man. Like, I was like, no, I need to know like exactly what the fuck is in this and how it's gonna make me feel.
Yeah.
And I got the most like medical grade pen. I did all this research. The pen I got is called Dosist, I believe. She mentioned it
on
there.
That's one she recommended for you, right?
Yes. And there's all of these different strains, and they're called like Calm and Bliss and like Arousal and Sleep.
Ooh.
So it tells you how it's going to make you feel, and you can see online exactly what is in it, what percentage of everything.
Good.
And it's a little vape pen. I inhale until it vibrates, and that's how you know you've gotten your exact dose.
Oh, nice.
I want that.
Yeah. It hits me the exact same way every time.
Oh, good.
It's mostly CBD and not THC. And I've learned that CBD is mostly just like a body relaxation feeling and has a tiny, tiny bit of THC. But most things are primarily THC. And
right.
That's what gives you like
head
the kind of, we're, you know, like slow reaction time, all that shit.
It's quick, right? It kicks in really quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which one did you get? A Calm or
Calm.
Arousal?
Oh. Calm. Mm. So Calm is the only one that's mostly CBD.
Okay.
Of their set. And I was really scared to try it. Just for me, a lot of it is allergies. I'm just afraid that I'm going to have it and then all of a sudden my throat's going to close. I have to go to the emergency room or something.
Yeah.
But so far, it's been really great. And she changed my life.
Yeah.
Because I've had an appointment with a psychiatrist now for like a couple months, and it had to get pushed back and pushed back. And now I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't even think I need to go because I don't want medication anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take anything.
I'm so glad.
And
you
I don't discourage people from getting on medication because I think it can really like save people's lives and change lives.
Yeah, if you need it, if you tried everything, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and we've had people write in and be like, I finally got on meds. I feel so much better.
That's
and
great.
Like, we are so proud of you. Like, that takes a lot. And I admit that I've been scared shitless to do that. But I was also scared shitless to try weed. And I was really hoping that this is what would help me. And
it has.
Yeah.
Like, I've had it every day since I've gotten it. And I think it was you who I was telling on the phone that for me, my anxiety is something that if I can at least just have a moment every day to like reset it,
yeah,
then it won't build.
Yeah.
It won't boil over.
Yeah. Because right. My anxiety is not the type where I have constant panic attacks. It just is like a constant buzz in my head of things mm-hmm. that are I'm worried yes. about, worried about, worried about. But if I let it go unresolved, then that's when it will build to a bad point.
Yeah.
So it's just like once a day, usually before bed, I have it and I feel so nice. Yeah. I just feel like, oh, this is how you're supposed to feel.
Yeah.
It's just like I can breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
That's how I felt when I tried it here for the first time when yeah. Delaney let me try hers. It's like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is how everyone feels all the time.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that weight on my chest. I can feel it right now. It hurts. It's horrible.
Totally. No, you just got to find what works for you. Yeah. Some yeah. it's weed, some it's pills, some it's whatever, you know,
yeah.
meditation, you know, yoga, whatever it works for you, find it. But yeah. I think it's nice to try to find the more natural, holistic way first before you go
yeah.
and do the pills, just because it just seems a little more dangerous. Seems like it, you know, there's a lot more side effects.
Yeah.
And
dependency.
There's a lot of dependency. And that's the only reason, like, there's nothing against anybody who does that stuff. But I feel like if you can try the natural ways, why not? Just do it first. Yeah. If it doesn't work, then go to it.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad it worked for you guys. I'm really glad.
This has been great. It's been a great experience.
That's awesome.
Do you have a treat yourself?
I do have a treat myself. I have a treat ourselves because I took Cam yesterday. We got our nails done together.
Oh my gosh. I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was gonna say, your nails look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there's a place walking distance to us.
I just saw Cam look at his nails. Oh, your yeah. nails.
He loved it. Nice. I got him an extra special one that, like, he had more, like, massage time. Ooh. He didn't get jerked off or anything. He gave me a look. Yeah, no, he got, like, extra massage and everything. And, yeah, he liked it a lot. And, yeah, we got our nails done because my best friend's getting married on Friday Aww. In Mexico. And we leave Wednesday. We're going to
wow.
be... We're going to be there for like
so
4 days and yeah. So it's
like you're always at a wedding.
I know. We have been to so many weddings the last year and a half. I mean, yeah, like less than 10, more than 5, something around there.
Wow.
But yeah, so it'll be like a treat. It's a pre-treat yourself week
because
we live Wednesday to Sunday and we're going to Sayulita.
Wow.
For my best friend Melissa's wedding.
That's
and I'm very
so
excited.
Cool.
So yeah,
so
figured cool. I'd get him manicured up for the week.
Gotta you know? Glam up that man.
But yeah, yeah, it was fun. He was like, I won't do it. And then of course he's just like jello in the massage chair, just like two people working on him at once. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that.
So
oh my gosh,
you know, dudes, you can get your nails done too. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just hygiene.
That is.
So do we want to just get into hug?
Huga.
Hey, hi.
Huga.
Yeah,
one of those.
Yeah, Kelsey brought this up.
The H word.
How did you hear about it? Because I've never heard of this. Had you heard about this?
I had never heard of it,
okay.
No.
I think I went down a YouTube rabbit hole because if you're watching anything that is like life-changing magic of tidying up or feng shui or anything like that, Huga is definitely in that same family. I think we mentioned that we were going to be talking about this.
Yes, we did.
So I looked into it and I was like, wow, this is totally what I've been trying to do in my home without realizing that it's a thing, like it's an actual lifestyle. So basically it originated in Denmark. It started since the early 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Huga is derived from a Norwegian word for well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like loosely translated means like comfortable living.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's a way of living that makes you feel the most like kind of cozy and happy.
I thought it was Norwegian for basic. Based
really?
On all that, no.
Oh.
Really? It was a bit. God,
I was
damn
like,
it.
Oh, Taylor, I don't
know.
You delivered it so deadpan.
Yeah. I did. It was too deadpan.
I'm
too sad
Delaney.
To joke right now, you guys. Dang it.
You should have been basic.
I
and then
know.
I was like, oh, okay.
I thought it was Norwegian for basic bitch.
Yeah. Finger guns.
Go.
Yeah, what finger guns.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, continue. Talk about the candles.
Yeah. So Denmark, time and time again, has been, I don't know if they do surveys or whatever, trying to be the happiest country in the world,
mm-hmm.
despite having like god awful winters.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of part of what Huga is that people come in from the cold,
mm-hmm.
and they have like
a fireplace going and candles and
a hot tea or cashmere drink sweater
and like baked goods and to me, when I picture Hygge, I picture the scene in The Holiday where Cameron Diaz is in Rose's. It's Rose, right?
Well, Rose is from Titanic.
Oh, that's right.
What's her name?
Kate Winslet.
All I can think is Kate Winslet.
Shit.
Is it Sarah?
Jules? Is that one?
Oh, no. It's Jules. Yes.
Is it?
He calls her Jules.
Okay.
No.
Isn't it Julie?
No.
Doesn't he call her Jules?
I have no idea.
All I know is Jack Black's in that movie.
That rat-faced looking dude who's in like everything.
Jude Law?
No. Oh. No, the other guy. The guy she's trying to get over. She's in love with him and he treats her terribly and he gets engaged.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Doesn't he call her Jules?
We're finding it out.
This is
Googling
it. So frustrating.
Iris
would have
never gotten
close
that.
To Jules.
Never gotten that
Iris.
In a million years.
Wow.
So Cameron Diaz switches places with Kate Winslet's character, who lives in a cottage in Europe. And
Cameron Diaz's name?
Amanda.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a scene where she's like in there and it's like all candlelit and she's got a bowl of fettuccine Alfredo and she's in slippers and this like cashmere turtleneck. And every time I was just like, I want that life, man.
Yeah.
Like,
what I want to run away for a month.
Yeah. What are they doing there? So that I feel like that is kind of a visualization of Hygge. So they, I guess, people in Denmark burn 13 pounds of candle wax per capita, which is more than any other country.
That's funny.
That's when I should have done the basic joke.
Yeah,
that was it right there.
Yeah,
I went there too hard too soon.
Yeah, Bath and Body Works is a real big thing over there. So there's a book called The Little Book of Hygge, which I'm definitely going to purchase. This is almost like a reverse episode where usually we review a book, but I'm like, I have to read it and then maybe we'll do a follow up. But it's kind of all about like being cozy and togetherness. It's big on togetherness, like people being around in your home,
family, like dinners,
like board games.
Yeah. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like the holiday you had with Cam's family.
100%.
Yes.
Dude. I was cozy by a fire with either like mulled wine or hot cocoa or tea every single night. We played, babe, what was that game we played? Scattergories and what was the other game? Boulder. No, we didn't play Boulder Dash. Was it? Okay, one of those games. My God. We had a fire in the bedroom we were staying in. It was freezing. It was like negative 20 something outside.
Oh my
God. So we'd
like,
we'd go out for like a walk and do all that and then come in and like get cozy.
Yeah.
It was
and that's
incredible.
Part of Hygge too is going on a long walk outside.
Yeah.
You were like, dude, you were living the Hygge life.
I was so, and like no cell reception, walking on a frozen lake. I mean,
oh
like
God.
All that.
Oh my gosh.
Making snow angels for
eternal
fuck's sake.
Sunshine.
It was magical. And I'm like, oh yeah, I totally get it. And that's when I felt like really recharged and was like, oh my God, I know exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
I feel like this is hard to do in LA.
It is hard to do in LA.
Because it's always so warm.
But that's they said is like, if you can just take a little time every day, just like Kelsey was like, you know what? I take my weed pen just every day before bed. That's my me time. That's that. If you can just introduce it in small increments, like one cup of tea before you go to bed with no phone next to you. Like that's, you know, incorporating it.
Yeah.
But
I feel it most at nighttime here because during the day it's like, it's too sunny.
Exactly.
It doesn't give you that Christmassy feeling.
Yeah.
Like I'm happiest at Christmas time and just around that. I love that feeling. And I'm almost sad when it starts to get warm out again.
I'm so sad. We put up Christmas lights, not like a ton, but we put up some Christmas lights in our apartment and I'm like, you do not take these down.
Yeah.
These
Christmas
are
lights
great.
Are great.
Nice.
Hygge lights.
So nice.
Because it's all like that fluorescent light is very anti Hygge.
Oh yeah,
they do not like fluorescent lights.
Very ugly.
I feel like I should be someone should be performing surgery on me.
Oh
right
yeah, right.
I have two strings of Christmas lights in my bedroom. My bedroom looks great,
nice.
You guys.
Oh, I gotta see it.
I know. We need to do a day where we plan it and like we'll do a couple episodes of the podcast where like you guys come to Fullerton,
yes,
and you can like come over and we'll get high and watch movies and I'll make dinner and it'll be nice.
That's
I'll make
great.
It worth the drive. I
love that.
That sounds very fun.
Good. Because our apartment's like very cozy, I think.
Oh,
like
yay.
We have like the books and the pictures and the TV and I just feel like it's
I
like
love
yeah
it.
We have
I
hardwood floors in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's part of why I feel happier when I'm in New York, because even though it is colder there and it's harsh weather that you have to be out in, I'm outside in it, which is a hygge thing to be outside walking. And then I come in and it's like, ooh, you just feel like sheltered and warm and safe. And I love it.
We do not appreciate the indoors here.
No, we don't.
Well, the weather is so nice. I mean, part of why this started is because they were trying to make the harsh winters more enjoyable. So they were incorporating all these things.
Now we're trying to steal their coping mechanism.
It's hard. We want it to be nice everywhere here.
We're the worst.
It's like Christmas and summer.
Yeah. I was just well, you know, if you don't have a fireplace, like put the fireplace thing on YouTube and put it on your TV. Yeah. Like I've done
we're
that
such
before.
Hacks.
Yeah,
it does
like,
work.
Do that. I thought
and
this
put,
was
like,
funny.
A portable heater under your TV.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I'll credit there was like a New York Times article and like a Today article, but I thought it was funny. There's like maybe like the naysayers of this, or the people think, oh, that's bullshit. Nobody's got time for that. Is that maybe Denmark is so happy because they got all their big shit figured out, like free healthcare and university and family leave and a month of free vacation and all that stuff. So they got all this extra time rolling around where they can sit with a candle.
Yeah, if my college and health insurance was free, I could light more candles. Yeah, for sure. We do have a bunch of candles at my house.
I thought that was kind of like some funny input on this whole situation. And then they were saying a lot of people going into that culture feel like they're outcasts, because something with hygge is that they like having small intimate groups of people where it's just a few. So like us three and only us three would be like the emphasis of a night in versus like, oh, we don't want to
like
have like 10 people here, you know? So it's like some people like, oh, it's hard to kind of get into an inside circle in that culture too.
It's
so it's interesting. Like they're like, yeah, spend time with family and friends, but like not too many family and friends. Hold on.
Yeah. It sounds like my shit.
I know.
So
right?
It's like, but I like that. I love intimate groups versus big parties or big gatherings. Like so much better.
Yeah. You're a grown up.
Right?
Whenever anyone's like, I love a big party, I'm like, you're a child.
Yeah.
You don't understand how much energy people take.
Oh my God.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
I loved this. I guess a hygge krog is a nook where you can get cozy.
Oh yeah.
Oh cozy my gosh.
Hygge krog.
That's great.
That's how I feel. You know how I've said I feel like I'm the opposite of claustrophobic?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're talking about.
Yeah,
that feeling of like
being in a womb.
Yes. When I went to the botanical gardens, there was this bench and it was like encased in a bush. And I just sat in there and I was like, I'm in this leaf womb. Like, I'm okay.
So do you not have a fear of being buried alive or anything like that? Or like being in a coffin?
I have literally never even thought about that. I watched that movie with Ryan Reynolds and I wasn't like that freaked out.
Really?
I just don't know why that would happen. Like,
I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated. Faux show.
Really?
Yeah. I do not.
I
want to
be cremated just because I feel like it's like better for everybody, but not because I'm afraid of being buried. Like, I'll be dead. I also try not to think about death because it freaks me out.
Totally freaks me out too.
Yeah, it really freaks me out too. However, I feel like it's been helping me be more positive lately, more grateful, because if I think about it, like when you drive into New York from the airport, sometimes you have to go by a cemetery, and when I see that cemetery, I'm like, oh, be grateful.
Yeah.
That could be you. Yeah.
There's a guy on Facebook, Ralph Porter. He's a comedian in Seattle. He's this like smooth dude, and he's posted a few times like, it's a good day, guys. Like, any day above ground is a good day. Yeah. And it's like, it's simple, but it's true.
Yeah. It
like,
is true.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're not in the ground.
And
any day nobody you love is in the ground.
Yeah.
That's true.
Which is also very morbid, but that's what I worry about more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to be morbid, but it's just like sometimes
it is
like,
true.
Hey.
And the what we talked about a few episodes ago of like where you you get stuck in that kind of rut sometimes, a lot of people do, where they're just trying to safely make it to death.
Yes.
Just trying to stay as safe as possible until
quote.
I die. It's like, dude, you're going to die. Go do what you want to do.
I've thought about that quote several times.
Dude, one of my best friends, shout out to Molly. She's an MMA fighter, Muay Thai, all that stuff.
That's so cool.
But she's also a behavioral therapist.
Would she come on this podcast?
Yeah, she would.
How have we not asked her to be on this podcast?
She's up north in San Francisco, so the next
road
trip she's down. Yeah, she's a fucking badass.
Cool.
And she like makes really good money as like this behavioral therapist. I think that's what she is. She has like these, you know, these two lives that she lives, where she's a, you know, successful woman doing this, but she like wants to be a fighter. And
that's amazing.
She, we texted yesterday, and she just quit her job. Because she's going to take some kind of certification to where maybe she can be more flexible so she can pursue like Muay Thai fighting. And I know that there's probably a lot of people out there be like, bitch is crazy, don't do that. But I'm like, dude, congratulations.
Go yeah, go yeah, for it,
congratulations,
man.
Go fucking do it. Her and her boyfriend go to Thailand like every 6 months to train out there. She's going to Thailand for a month.
Are you serious?
And she's going to like start like fighting competitively, and she's super cool, and she listens to the podcast, so I know she'll hear this.
Dude, you're so cool. Real talk. Can we please plan a trip to San Francisco?
Yeah.
We can go to San Francisco. She's we'll have fun cool. for a few days. We'll interview her.
Yeah.
We'll light some candles in a hotel.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Well, who
like, talk about like not, you know, not playing it safe. Like, you know, she's
that's
got this
amazing.
Stable career that she's built up, and she's like, she fucking loves this thing, and she wants to be a fighter. You
that's
know?
Awesome.
I
want
to be friends with her so cool? bad. Yeah, she's cool. She's like, she could kill me, and she's like half my height.
Wow.
She's a badass. So like stuff like that, just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You could die tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know.
Spend time wrapped up in loved ones in furry blankets with candles.
Yeah.
It does. There is something about like to us, hookah is I think like just sounds like what we would consider like a very indulgent night in.
Yeah.
Not like a way of life. That's like something you tell your girlfriends about at the water cooler. And just like, last night I lit 3 candles and I took a long bath and I put on some music. And they're just like, oh, you took a mini vacation. Oh, and that's just how people live.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah,
dude,
that's so cool.
I want to do more of it.
I've been taking a bath like every other night, and it's the best.
It's
totally
such a
recharges
reset.
Me, and I'll light a candle in there. I'll have like our diffuser going, or I'll have like soft music playing in there.
So nice.
And it's just like
so nice.
It's so simple to do. It's 10 feet from me.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's free. Just,
yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I need like a nicer bath, I feel like.
Yeah, I had a shitty bath at my last apartment, and having a nice bath is 100% important to me now.
Wow.
Like, I have to have a nice bath.
Yeah, we need to get rich because we'd be really good at it, I think.
Yeah.
Like some people, you're like, money would be wasted on you. Not us.
We'd be really good.
Oh, we'd be really good at being rich.
Oh, yeah.
So many things. Like just as far as like self-care goes, it's so expensive. Like even this weekend, like when I ordered room service and stuff, I was just like, wow, I'm blowing a lot of money on room service. So I was like, but I feel really taken care of, you know? I feel like I really am. I've been listening to classical music in the morning while I do my morning pages.
Look
and it's really
nice
when
that
I'm home.
That is amazing.
I need
that
to be better about doing it on the road, but it's hard for me. This is especially hard to create in hotel rooms. Like what am I supposed to do? Bring a candle?
I know.
I mean, I guess
you
I could.
Can. What did they? Somebody said that actually. I did some research on this. Like, how do you kind of do it in our world?
Yeah, traveling.
You can always bring like a fake candle, you know, the ones that just are like a button that you light up, and you can bring a little thing like that.
You can also, there's a lot of like
a lamp. If you turn a couple lamps on in your hotel room,
I always turn
that
on
does
all the
that
lamps,
instead.
Yeah.
And bring like a cozy, I don't know, pillowcase or blanket with you, or like your favorite shirt that you like to sleep in. Just anything like that.
Yeah.
When you order room service, like drink your shit out of a mug. Don't put it in your to-go thing, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can bring a mug with me, I guess.
I pack my cozy socks and like my favorite pair of sweats and
that's nice.
Have like I always say I get my chocolate, my little baked goods.
Yeah.
That's definitely hygge.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
That's hygge for
a treat. Yeah. And they're like, you know, yeah, like indulge, treat yourself to that chocolate cake you want. Or if you're trying to keep it healthy, like some popcorn or something, or a snack that you like.
I got that Coke Icy at Itania, and I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. You guys remember Coke Icy's? They're still good.
It's like not a Coke, an icy guy, but colder.
I'm just not into it.
I think icy's are just a sad dessert. Just have an ice cream.
I know, but you know? Coke. Only Coke is good. All the other ones are gross. They look weird. But I just, Coke is good.
I don't like that either.
I never drink soda ever, so maybe that's
I don't like chewing on my drinks.
I don't like drinking my desserts.
Do you like milkshakes? Dairy.
I do like milkshakes, but I prefer to eat ice cream.
Yeah.
If I only have a milkshake in front of me, I will drink it, but I'd much rather have a bowl of ice cream.
I like that chomp. I like chewing.
It just more, I don't know, satisfying. Dude,
I have been wanting an In-N-Out milkshake so bad lately, but I know it's going to tear me up. I don't know. Depending on how my week goes, I might. Yeah. I don't have anything to do tomorrow, so I might
just. You can make yourself a milkshake with the.
Oh, well. I want one from In-N-Out that tastes like milk.
Yeah.
That tastes like a milkshake. So okay.
Can you just take Lactaid?
I guess I could. But part of me wants the punishment afterward. You know, I just want to be punished.
You just want
to
suffer and so that I don't do it again.
They're not farts, ma'am. It is bad. But I want that. And then I also, it's like, well, at least this won't stay on me. Like, as gross and like disordered as that is. Well, like, if you just like shit it out, you're just like,
the fat still stays, weirdo. You don't shit out fat.
I know, but if you have diarrhea, then you don't like absorb this.
That is a falsehood. I don't know who told you that.
That's how people lose weight taking, what's it called?
Laxatives?
Yes.
You just do milkshakes instead?
That's just because they're getting rid of like actual shit in their body, because we have so many pounds of shit in our body at all times. But you're still like absorbing fat.
I think laxatives work though.
Bitch, no.
They're not healthy, but I think they work though. People have done that.
Like a colon cleanse?
Look it up. I know Kate Winslet used to use laxatives.
I don't know.
Did she really?
Yeah, when she was younger. She was like, Kate Winslet was like super overweight when she was a teenager.
Really?
Not super. I mean, she was like, she wasn't super overweight, but she was like, you know, now she's like more like my size. And she was like, I think she was like 50 pounds heavier.
Really?
50 to 60 pounds heavier. There's very little footage of it, but like I have found it. they used to call her Blubber, and this is part of why I love Kate Winslet so much. They used to call her Blubber when she went to school.
Are you for real?
Isn't that sad?
And so to get gorgeous. Into Titanic shape, she did laxatives?
I'm pretty sure when she was a teenager, she did laxatives at one point. And you know what's crazy? In Titanic, she was like bigger than she is now.
Really?
I think so. Man. Yeah. If you look at her,
she's curvy. Always been smoking hot. I've never seen her. She's a woman. Yeah. She is so fucking beautiful and just those curves. Like, that's the stuff I grew up with. Like, God, if I could have a body like Kate Winslet. Oh my God,
in that dress, you know? So hard to have her.
So hard to have a perfect finger body.
I know. Must be terrible.
Must blow.
If I could just get a little something somewhere.
Shut up.
I got some something you can have. Yeah.
Then you grow up and you buy them for yourself. So it's fine. It's all yourself. It's
something.
Yeah, there we go. I got them eventually. I just had to work really hard for them. Some people just get them for free. Not me.
I had to write a lot of jokes.
Oh man,
I guess I don't fully know all the laxative research, but
I feel like that could not be good for your colon though.
It's not
like
good for you at all.
Spasming?
I don't think it's a healthy way to lose weight, but I do think it works.
Maybe it's a temporary
but you could be
fix.
Right about it just getting rid of shit in your
well
body.
I don't think it makes you not but absorb you, fat,
but it's like throwing up, like if it just shoots through you.
But to go through your body's going
yeah, exactly like that, actually.
And it's
I feel like people are going to email us like, Taylor sounds like she has a laxative problem, but I don't, okay?
And it takes the nutrients.
Yeah. But if there's no nutrients in what you're eating.
But I mean, not the nutrients, it takes the fat and the calories.
But then how does throwing up work then?
Well, it probably doesn't even reach.
It doesn't reach. Oh, yeah.
But I don't have my phone, so I can't look it up.
If you're pooping, it's already gone through you.
We should have an expert.
Can we have an eating disorder?
I'd love
expert?
To have a dietitian come on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would also
We need a dietitian. We need a Muay Thai fighter, yeah. Molly. Oh, there's somebody wrote in and said something about I'm having like some kind of marathon runner and a musician would be good, right. Which I totally agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to definitely get a lot of more, you know, like
we
diverse,
just have
various.
On.
Yes. Yes. I was going to suggest that
creator
to you guys.
Of our theme song.
She's the greatest and I think she would do it. So I'm definitely, I'm down for that. And she's a fucking badass. She is such an original like talent. You know?
Awesome.
I love watching her live. I was going to say something about Morning Pages.
Morning Pages, classical music.
Yeah. I don't like Morning Pages, I've discovered.
Really?
They don't do anything for me. Well, they do, but I'm not the person who's going to wake up and do them every morning. So I have to figure out a way to get that stuff out of my system in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like, I have so much anxiety around the whole Morning Pages thing. First, I'm like, I try to, like, I do it quickly so I can't even read my writing. And part of me doesn't want it to be legible because I don't want people to find this shit.
Right.
And so then I'm like, where do I put it? What am I doing? I'd much rather just, like, I downloaded that Headspace app for meditation. And I've just been like, yeah, I'll meditate for 3 minutes in this corner and try to just get rid of all my thoughts. Or I told you I put a little vision board on my phone that I'll look at.
Super great.
I love it.
I just, yeah, the Morning Pages is not going to be a thing that I do probably.
That's okay.
So if anybody else is like, oh, I can't do the Morning Pages, I should.
You also have a job to go to in the morning.
I'm usually
that's
rushed.
Really hard.
Usually rushed.
Yeah.
I'm bad about doing them first thing in the morning. I'll do them at like 4 and be like, Morning Pages.
Me too. I'll usually start mine with like, well, at least I'm doing them. Be like, I just like tell myself like, well, you're here.
So yeah. Straight up right. At least I'm doing
me too.
It.
That's what I start every one of them. I'm like, yeah, you're here. So yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. So if you're in a time crunch, you know, just, or like, I don't know, talk out loud on the way to work and maybe get shit out that way. Just
I will
a couple
say
things.
A listener recommended the Shine app and I downloaded that.
Yeah.
It is wonderful because it's like, if we're being honest with ourselves, we're not going to stop using our phones. We can try to cut back, but Shine is a good way to be like, okay, I need a break from these social media apps. Let me pop on over here. It gives you a nice little article if you want to read it or just a couple tips. And then it's like, are you ready for your check-in? And it asks you what you're going to do to feel good today.
Oh.
And it asks you what you're grateful for today.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that.
And you just text a response back and I think it disappears unless it's like fucking going up
to the cloud.
Yeah, the cloud forever.
You'll get them 20 years later.
Yeah. But it's that good quick check-in of just like get like refocus on like what you're grateful for and what you're gonna do to take care of yourself.
That's gratefulness is such a huge thing.
Oh my god,
I would love it if people like went to our Facebook group, the closed Facebook group you asked to join. We approve everyone until you're creepy. And all you, and nobody's been creepy, everyone's been great.
Yeah, it is awesome.
The only creepy thing that happened is my dad tried to join and I had to tell him like, dad, this is not for you, this is like a bunch of 20 something girls.
It?
He took it very well.
Oh good.
I was like, dad, this is a bunch of like 20 something girls like talking about like their issues, like, and he was just like, oh yeah, I don't need to do that. And I was like, yeah, he's like, I just thought it was funny because in the reason and like the how did you hear about this podcast, he wrote, I created one of the hosts while I contributed.
That's amazing.
And he thought it was so funny and I was just like, well, I handled the social media, so you're it's good that I saw that. And he was just like, yeah, he's like, I thought it was good. And I was like, yeah, if you ever just like want to try out a joke, I'll decline you every time, but I will chuckle.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, but
that's
I had
great.
It was right after the masturbation episode and I just was like, dad, if you want to listen, he won't listen, but I was like, do you want to listen to the podcast? I'll send you the one you can listen to, but
yeah,
like
just
don't.
One.
Yeah, it's the Brian Regan one, no others.
Yeah, right. Right.
But yeah, I would love if people went to the Facebook group and just join in general, but like send us like pictures of like how
do
you
all your stuff
at home.
How do you hygge?
How do you do it?
Yeah.
And because I don't know about you guys, I love, look, I realized this just now, I love following what would probably be defined as hygge on Instagram. Like I love seeing photos of like cozy
so nice.
Bookstores or like tea and bed next to like an avocado toast. Like I love that. Makes me feel like warm and cozy inside.
Yeah.
And
funny.
It's like I should just only follow that is what I should do.
I wonder if, do you think plants are a part of hygge? Because I feel like a lot of people that have hygge type homes also have these like beautiful like lush plants everywhere.
I think it's just like
plants.
Anything that makes you feel good, like you're taking care of yourself, is pretty much what they're saying. It's just like it could be really small, like having a cookie. Like it could be like really small, just like treating yourself to a nice atmosphere and spending time with people you love. And just basically once your basic needs are met, just feeling grateful, and then anything additional is just extra, you know?
Yeah.
It's like if you have your basic needs met, I mean, that's like the emphasis.
Yeah.
Spending time with people that you love.
It just sounds like being appreciative.
Being present.
Cozy, yeah. And present and appreciative.
Yeah.
My sister works at this place and they have these like vegan muffins, and some of them are gluten-free. There is a muffin there that is a pineapple coconut vegan gluten-free muffin. It is amazing.
Really? Are you serious?
Oh my gosh, it's the greatest thing ever. Like,
I want one.
I'm going to get you guys
pineapple
something.
Coconut,
and it's so
sounds
moist.
Kind of gross.
It's not.
What?
Mm, you're yeah. wrong.
I don't know.
I'll get you
is
a different
like
one.
Is it like carrot cake-ish?
Where there's sprinkles?
No. I mean, there's pineapple in it.
Yeah.
But it's
it
so good.
So
they
good
also have
me.
Vegan brownies that are delicious. We're talking about, we have to. This is what we'll do. We'll plan a day that you guys can come to Fullerton.
Yeah.
And I'll get you all these baked goods.
All the treats.
Place,
great.
And
that'd
we'll
great.
Just hang. It'll be great.
I would like that. Yeah. Very much.
And we'll hug it up real hard.
I want to hug the fuck out of my home.
Dude, yeah, me too.
I'm just looking at everywhere lately.
With
like, I think that's what
rug.
Getting older is you're just like constantly trying to improve your home.
Yes.
I get people now. Like, I get why HGTV is a thing. And
oh,
I get
yeah.
why people are like constantly renovating their homes and all this shit that I used to be like, who gives a fuck? Like, just sit down and.
Right.
I don't know.
Sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Be humble.
Yeah. Sit down. Yeah. So I can Kendrick Lamar this.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I get it. Like, I can't stop.
Oh, yeah.
I keep.
Oh, I felt really bad last night. And so I just got rid of a bag of clothes. And I was like, I feel better.
I do
right?
that too.
I can't stop.
I do that too. Yeah.
I still have too many jackets.
Get down to like even more minimalism. Yeah.
I got rid of two jackets I've never worn. And I was just like, Taylor, you stupid bitch.
Oh, sorry. I feel like I just like creepy uncled you. I literally just like put my hand here. It's just like an intimate place.
It's like a creepy uncle with like no self-confidence, like to go for like above the ankle.
Let's see how she reacts to this.
Yeah.
Start small. Work your way up.
Definitely look like an accident.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I love that so much. So we're all going to get that book.
Yeah, we're going to hygge. Yeah.
I feel like we should go over. We have so many emails and we know we're backed up and we will get to you
guys.
We
do have a lot.
We promise.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for being so great.
Yeah, we want to try to get to everybody. But yeah, we got tons and they keep coming and it's so awesome to read.
Delaney handed us each a packet.
Yeah.
When we walked in today and we were like, oh no.
Yeah. I do, like, I want everybody to feel heard because there's so much good advice and tidbits and everything and like people's stories. So, you know, it's pretty awesome. Should I start with mine?
Yeah, start with yours.
This is from Sarah. She says, hey, ladies, first and foremost, love the podcast. Listen to it often while I'm working, and it's a wonderful, majestic meshing of hilarity and meaningful advice. Well, thank you, Sarah. Love Very it. Sweet.
Oh, Sarah.
I know you often give listener advice, so hoping you might have a chance to share some droplets of wisdom with me. I'm currently in a situation where I've transplanted across the country for my wonderful, loving fiance, only to find that this same love of my life has had multiple affairs and appears to be stuck in some quarter to midlife crisis of identity.
What?
I don't have much faith that we will make it through, and I'm trying to focus on getting back to a version of myself who will invite more quality people in my life into my future. Of course, the storm cloud shitting on that goal right now is that I am in a new city, a new house with no roots to fasten myself to while I work this out. So I'm wondering, do any of you have some personal favorites in terms of books or activities that have been especially helpful in crawling out of your cave and seeing the light? Maybe some self-care ritual when you're in a new city with your poopy pants firmly affixed to your body. P.S. My bedroom is feng shui as fuck.
Wait. So she moved out or is she still living with this person?
I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds like they're still living together. I don't
okay.
know.
First thing.
Get out of there.
Go yeah. home.
Whoa.
Go home.
If you need to go
right
home.
Right now.
Go
yeah. home. If you like yeah. that city and you've like found a new job there and you're like, I'm going to just live in this city because fuck you. That's great and amazing. And but like no shame and just go home. Like that's crazy. You moved. This is like yeah. a horror movie to me.
Yeah.
I am horrified.
Yeah.
I am so sorry that happened to you.
Oh, no, my God.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, you think this is going to be the happiest time of your life. You're engaged. Yeah. You're planning your wedding. And then you find out this fucking guy's been cheating multiple times.
And you make this huge sacrifice. And they let you
do
it.
Well, it doesn't say it's a guy. So, fiance.
Yeah.
I'm in shock right now.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. What? And you don't deserve that. And if you do want to stay in the city on
get
your own, definitely get out of that. Because you know what? We'll use Adrian's quote from a couple episodes ago. What is it? If you want to know what a man's gonna do, look at what he's done.
Ooh, ouch!
Fuck that guy. And it's multiple times.
Man,
fuck
no.
It.
Get out of there. If you want to take a chance at this city, I think she's just kind of asking like, how can you kind of get acclimated and get into stuff and get into your groove? I seriously, something that's helped me acclimate to new places is just getting in some kind of class that
yes.
you like.
Where did she move?
It doesn't say. She okay. just said across the country.
If you're in a big city, go to a SoulCycle class. SoulCycle is expensive, but it's like really good for women who are going through breakups. Like I have had multiple friends who like went in there and they're just like getting through their depression and their
yeah, cause it's like, it's bonding. Too.
Yes. It's bonding. It's exercise. It's like a motivational speaking. You sweat so much. Like find an exercise class.
Yeah. And also just something else that's fun, like an improv class or an art class or a cooking class. Something where you maybe meet people in the area that you can become friends with. I don't know how it is at SoulCycle, but every time I'm in a workout class, I never actually make friends with anybody. It seems like kind of individual.
Oh, okay.
Where if you're trying to connect with people in the area, like you're new, you need to make friends.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Improv class, even if you're not like into improv, it's just like a fun way to meet people. Something along those lines really helped me like make friends when I like moved to LA and I was like, I have no friends here. What do I do? Like all my friends are all over the place. Even though I grew up not too far away, when I came back from college, everybody was so spread out. Like I had to remake friends.
Right.
So that, and just like taking really good care of yourself, getting fit as fuck.
Yeah.
Eating healthy, talking to your friends and family, seeing them as much as possible. But nah, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
High Fidelity.
Oh yeah.
It's the best time to watch High Fidelity is when you're going through a breakup.
Yeah.
It's like I wait for breakups so I can watch High Fidelity. That would be what I suggest.
Oh my God.
And hug up your life.
Like hug your life up, man.
But just wrap yourself in a blanket and just stay there as long as you need.
Yeah.
That's what a horrible thing that you went through.
I just, and this person let you move across the country with them and still didn't say anything. Like, and I'm like, and did they come clean or did you find out?
I know. And we always want to know more.
Yeah.
After
if you
want to
send
what?
Us a follow up. And again, I keep saying it's a dude, but it doesn't say.
And we can,
here,
yeah,
so
we can
could
keep
be
it anonymous.
One. But yeah, I just, I don't know how you could, if you do plan on like trying to work it out and staying, I just don't know how you can like walk down the aisle knowing what you know. And like that trust is so broken. I just feel like
you can't. You'll don't try to fix it.
If you stay with this person, you're just gonna probably drive yourself crazy wondering if they are where they actually say they are and if mm-hmm. it's gonna happen again. And just there's so many great people out there.
And this is a bad person. Like
yeah.
I get it. There's gray area, black and white, not everything's black and white, and you don't know. And if you saw it from their perspective, this is a bad psychopath.
Yeah.
This is not a good human being.
Nah,
and you
right.
have to get out of there forever.
Get out. There's so many, and you know what? Think of it as a blessing because you found out before you got married. Thank God. Think of it as dodging a bullet instead of like your life being over.
100%.
Because now it's just you're gonna meet the person that's gonna just everything's gonna be so much better. Get rid of this person is everybody's advice.
I think it is. I think we're unanimous on that one.
Unanimous.
Pretty unanimous.
Sarah, give us an update. We want to know more and how you're doing. And I'm sorry that fucking shitbag did that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, mine is from Allison, and this says, howdy, I just want to thank all of you. I've been a fan of Taylor's for a little while because I can relate to so much of her childhood, and nice. I just started listening to the podcast. The masturbation episode really hit home, gave me confidence and security that I haven't had before. Huh. I grew up in a super religious household, and if you had sex before marriage, you go to hell. You will also never be able to find a Christian man that will want your damaged goods. Girl, preach. I was taught this since I was 10. It's really messed with me to this day. I didn't start dating until I was maybe 19. Oh my God, are you my twin? Because I had it installed in my mind, men only want sex. Like you said in your podcast, dating can sometimes be about finding what you want and what you don't want. And I found myself a little while dating and definitely raised my standards and expectations. Still, I've been struggling with intimacy issues for a while. Part of me feels like I'm too big to be sexy at all, and I don't know my body well enough, so I'm pulling back on intimacy because of those feelings. Mm-hmm. I also have it in the back of my mind that having sex with someone who won't last forever is a huge mistake.
Mm.
So she ordered a vibrator a few days ago. Yay, girl.
I've been having mixed feelings with guilt, and I've been going back and forth if I should just return it.
Oh, girl, do not return it.
You keep that shit. You keep it by your bedside table.
Yes. Listening to your podcast really helped me feel more comfortable. And normal about it, though. She lives in a Bible Belt college town. People can be really judgmental. A lot of her friends are already getting engaged, married, or in very serious relationships. Whereas I know that I don't want a relationship right now, and I'm not comfortable with having a fling. So this isn't something I can really talk about to my friends without them thinking I just need to lower my standards and get with a guy. Well, I'm always told to lower my standards, and I don't think they're too high. I just don't want to wake up in 15 years and hate my life and spouse. Plus, I'm only 21. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
and
girl.
I really don't feel ready to love someone else fully if I can't love myself. Oh my gosh, just wanted to share how y'all have helped me. Thanks so much for doing what y'all do. This is like, I feel like I'm reading an email from myself. Wow, Allison, thank you so much I don't even know if you're like asking straight up for advice, but like, I think you are taking huge steps. I think it's amazing that at 21, you know that you're just like, I know what I want.
I'm the same way, dude.
We had this conversation before we started recording this podcast with like, I've always struggled with that. I am struggling with it right now, where I'm like, I know what I want. I know how I want to feel. And I can't help feeling like I'm supposed to just not feel that way anymore. And if I could just lower my expectations, I'd be fine. And like, I'm so young and it shouldn't matter. And I should just have sex with whoever. And like, but I'm just not that person. And if you're not that person either, and our upbringings are like, it's a lot to do with that. And it messes with you. And it also makes you who you are. Mm-hmm. And it can be really hard because I tried so hard to get out of that religious headspace that you seem like you are still in, more so than I am currently, but it does stick with you, and you were probably never going to completely rebel, it sounds like, if you're 21 and you still kind of have that, because some people go like the complete opposite way. I also didn't totally rebel. I think it's part of who I am, and it makes me sad that I like shit on myself for being religious, and then now that I'm not and trying to be more open-minded, I'm shitting on myself for not being open-minded enough, because you have to just let yourself be who you are and accept the fact that you were raised the way you were raised. It's not bad to be conservative. It's fine. Okay. As long as you're not shaming anybody else for their choices and not shaming yourself. Don't feel guilty about using a vibrator. That's not even a person. Okay. A vibrator can't send you to hell. Okay? And I just do you. If you know you don't want a relationship and you don't want a fling, I know where you're at with that, and it can be lonely and it can suck and you can feel like, oh my god, I'm 21, I should be having more fun. But just like, be kind to yourself and let yourself be who you are and be in that place, because it's not a bad place to be. Sex is really hard in general, and it's even harder when you have grown up with the expectations that we grew up with. So just know that you are probably always going to have this thing around sex where it's like this special thing to you, and a lot of people don't have that, and you're going to be jealous of it, but just try to appreciate that about yourself and just love yourself for it, because there's nothing wrong with wanting certain things and feeling a certain way. And again, as long as you're not hurting anybody else or judging anybody else, you are perfect the way you are. And hold out for what you want.
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
Mic drop.
That was a lot. I'm sorry. I feel very strongly about all of this.
No, that's good.
That's amazing. I'm so happy that it resonated.
Yeah, and it's so hard when everybody around you is doing that same thing. It's almost like you try to remember that there are other like-minded people like yourself. They might not be right next to you, but you can find them. So start reaching out to different places or people or activities that are more like-minded, even if you got to get the fuck out of there when you graduate. You know what I mean? You got to leave town, go to a different city. All your friends who are getting married right now, just see how where they're at in 20 years when they are on their second marriage and they got 12 kids or whatever. Do not settle. Do not lower your standards, because you don't need to. There are plenty of great people out there. Nobody needs to settle.
No. And you're not too big to be sexy. That's ridiculous. I'm barely even going to address that, because I don't even need to know what you look like. You're not. Okay. You are perfect and beautiful. And everyone is so built so differently. Mm-hmm. There is someone who wants exactly what you are. There's lots of people who want exactly what you are. Again, I have no idea what you look like. I have no idea what you think is too big. I'm telling you right now, whatever it is, you're not. Okay. Anyone can be sexy. Everyone is in their own way. You're gonna be great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Good job, Taylor.
All right, your turn.
Killing
I'm like gonna cry.
This is from Kayla.
She sent us an amazing email, and the advice portion is that ever since I was a little kid, I've wanted to be a fiction writer. I'm not an entirely unmotivated person. I eat well. I exercise hard. I have an amazing husband. I have a really good job that I've worked really hard at and have made quite an impression on at my company in a very short time. I'm generally very, very happy, but I just can't write fiction. I'm a damn good writer. I studied writing in college. I've taken classes, and I really believe that if I were to give it my all, I could write something that I would be happy with. But I just can't make myself write every day or even once a week. So funny, because you're somebody, your mind pages.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can never come up with well-rounded ideas, and staring at a blank page is so overwhelming. I feel ashamed of myself for not being able to commit to achieving something I've always wanted, or just admitting that maybe I don't really want it. What's up, Delaney? So many weird connections here.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for me? Do you think that it is fear of failure that keeps me stuck, or do you think it's because I must not really want it? Is drive something that can be developed? Thanks, ladies. Keep on keeping on. Love, Kayla. P.S. You mentioned in an episode a t-shirt idea that says something like, I'm okay with me. I definitely think you should go with that.
Oh, I'm fine with me. Oh, yeah, that's our next one.
That's our next t-shirt, yeah.
I'm going to say that it's a fear of failure because of one specific thing where she said, I can never seem to think of well-rounded ideas.
Yeah.
I used to want to be a fiction writer when I was in high school. And I also felt that thing of like, I can't come up with a good idea, or nothing I write is good enough. Mm. And you talk yourself into paralysis.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I think it is.
It's the whole not allowing yourself to be bad.
Yes.
Well, you have to, because hey, your first like, I don't know, short story or book, it's probably gonna take a little bit of work, and it's probably not gonna be the most incredible thing, but you have to start somewhere
to give yourself permission to be bad and just to start.
I would say, like, because I'm in a weird spot where like I'm doing this thing and I don't like it, it seems like you're not even yet doing that thing, so you're not gonna even know if you want to do it until you do it. So you have to start somewhere. In my opinion, I would just start writing literally everything down. Mm-hmm. Just any shitty idea, any great idea, any bits of dialogue you hear in your head, just put it on like one big document, and eventually you might see something where you can kind of organize it into something.
Yeah.
Just write everything down. I mean, actually, there's a really great improv exercise I just did with some friends. Just been doing like for fun, like getting together and improvising at our house.
Oh.
And maybe make a little trio team eventually. The instructor was so funny. It was like put your fingers up next to each other to where you're gonna like talk to each other, and just do the most awful, terrible scene you can think of, and just get it out of the way.
Oh, that's funny.
So that way, when you're actually performing, you've already done a bunch of terrible scenes, and so now you can just like move on to whatever
else. I love that.
And you feel totally ridiculous when you're doing it, but it's like, oh hey, what's up? You're hot. You know, like you're just going back and forth, saying really dumb shit.
I love that.
Oh, so your fear of doing this dumb scene in front of people is now over, and now you can get to work.
It's like when you bomb on stage and you're like, I survived.
Exactly. Yeah. So my advice would be, write the shittiest, dumbest story you could possibly think of on paper, and just say, this is going to be so dumb and so stupid and so shitty, and see what comes out.
Write some fan fiction.
Yeah. Kind of like my therapist saying, like, well, beat yourself up more.
Exactly.
Because I think she might find that if she actually tries to write bad, all of a sudden she might start to be like sarcastic, and then all of a sudden it's brilliant or something. You know what I mean? Like something might come from it that you're like, oh.
You might have one sentence in there that is your book and you don't even know it.
Yeah. Oh, totally. You know? Read the artist's way.
If you haven't already,
read The Artist's Way. I don't know if you listened to that episode. I don't know if you read that book already. I'm sorry if you did. Read it.
And The War of Art.
Yeah, and there's also so many books of writing prompts. I've bought so many of those over the years where it's just like on this page, or there's one, I bought one that was like just pictures and you had to write based on the picture.
Yeah.
Like whatever works for you. There's so many. Take yourself on an artist date to Barnes and Noble, pick one of those.
And another book that's actually I'm reading right now that we've talked about, we'll probably cover eventually, the Mini Habits book is great. Sit down and just write one sentence a day.
Because
chances are you'll write more than one sentence once you get going. And if not, at least you did something.
Yeah.
One word even. Okay, I'm gonna write one word a day on this document. Fine.
Also, Mindy Kaling's book, whatever the first book she put out was.
Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me?
Yes.
Oh.
I will never forget it. She talked about her writing process, because we look at her as this incredibly successful, hardworking person who's produced so much content.
Yeah.
And she has this whole chapter about that, like, to even get going on her writing process, she like wakes up and has some food, and then she like goes on the internet for 3 hours, and then she like clips her toenails and then like does some online shopping. And the whole time she's thinking like, I have to write, I have to write, I have to write. And I was like, Mindy Kaling does this? Like, you're just like, whoa, everybody does that. Even the people that you think, wow, they must just wake up and be so studious and just like get right to work. It's like, just because you are having trouble coming up with something or you feel that resistance does not mean that you are not meant to do this or that you're not a driven person. Like it is hard for everybody. You're human.
There's
it,
also a lot of books like, you know, Habits of Highly Successful Authors is something I read. Stephen King's book on writing. Like there's so many books that you can read from authors that'll make you better.
And like if you're the only person reading your ideas, they might not be that bad. You're just your harshest critic.
Yeah.
So just give yourself some permission to just try and see. And hey, maybe show some safe people that you trust. Like, here's an idea. What do you think? You know, like bounce things off of people that you like. You said that I think she's married, right? She has a husband.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, hey, I wrote this today. You know?
Yeah.
I got to show somebody. It'll be helpful. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, keep us updated. I want all these people to update us on how they're doing.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to write us these amazing emails and be so open and honest with us. We feel so like privileged that you would want to share these parts of your lives with us.
Super cool.
It's incredible. We really, I mean, every time we get stuff like this, we just send it to each other like, you guys,
can you believe
we did this? Like,
who are we?
We really love you guys so much.
And join the Facebook group because there's a lot of good advice in there from listeners to each other. And it's so supportive.
It's like becoming friends.
It's really cool.
It's so cool.
Dude, it won't surprise me if they start like meeting for coffee in real life or like dating. And there's more than just, you know, 20 something girls.
There is. I know. I didn't mean to be dismissive. I was trying to get my dad out of there.
Discourage your dad from doing it. But join it and leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes.
Yes, please.
It really helps. Like we said, like we're getting on the charts. The more people that see it and like it, we're gonna be able to like eventually tour and meet you guys and perform for you and all that. And
it takes 2 seconds. Like, subscribe if you're not subscribed already. And even if you don't want to leave a review, just click the 5th star. It's one click.
It's one click.
And it feels good to help. Like,
it does.
Feels nice to
this
know.
This is our dream.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Like, it makes us so happy. We check every day. So
one click, you get to walk around like a hero. Yeah.
Also, another huge part of podcasts is just word of mouth. If you love our podcast, please tell your friends, tell your family, tell even just one person in your life that you think would enjoy our podcast, because that helps so much for us to reach more people. So.
Yes, 100%.
I would like to quit my job and tour with you guys.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
I would just love for you to just produce this podcast.
Yes.
And that's your job. All right. Let's plug our socials and stuff.
Absolutely. Delaney, DelaneyFisher.com, at Delaney Fisher, Dicks by Delaney on Etsy. Oh, and also we're still doing the thing where write in some kind of inspiring story or something, because we're gonna have one of our listeners on as a guest at the end of the year or early 2019. So your stories are awesome. So just keep writing it in. Mm-hmm. We'll pick one of you.
Oh wait, and do you want to talk about your special?
I'm gonna be filming part of my comedy special on April 15th at the Ice House in Pasadena. Tickets are free. There's a 7 o'clock or a 9 o'clock show. You can go to the Ice House website or DelaneyFisher.com to reserve your tickets. And then also write in your story at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com, which I forgot to say.
I love it. Thank you. I am ttomcomedy.com for tour dates, ttomcomedy on Instagram, and Taylor Thompson on Twitter. Wow, I forgot my own name. Okay, I am stressed.
I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, kelseycook.com for tour dates. And the day that this comes out is the night that I'm doing the theater in Paris.
Woo!
So by chance, if you are in Paris and you want to go last minute, please go. It'll be great.
Yay.
We love all of you.
We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you guys. Talk to you next week. Bye.
I try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind.